You also. You are asking.
Jishya sarve samaramya kama sankalpa bhujjita jnanadini dagdha karmana tamahu panditam buddha. Pandit means one who knows. Generally in India the learned Brahmins are called Panditji. Brahmins, honorable, I want to say, title is Pandit. And Vaishya's honorable title, Sedji. Panditji, Sedji. Even the Shudra, Chaurdhiri, some honor, Chaurdhiri. This is Indian system. Everyone is in some honor. Especially in Upper India, the Brahmins, even at the present moment, they are addressed as Panditji. And the Kshatriyas, they are addressed as Thakur Sahab. And Vaishyas, they are addressed as Sage, and the Shudras, they are addressed as Chaudharis. They are also giving sāma. This was the system of Indian life Hindus, Mohammedans, they used to live very peacefully. It is not a fact that Mohammedans are always aggressive. Otherwise, how they could rule over India for 800 years? The Britishers could not rule even 200 years. But they ruled over India 800 years, only due to Aurangzeb's policy, the Mughal Empire dismantled. Anyway, so, Jasya Sarve Samarambha, Samarambha means all attempts. Jasya Sarve Samarambha Tama Sankalpa Varjita. We want to do something to enjoy the fruit. We do some business with a desire, the profit I shall enjoy. We live in family life. The desire is that everyone is trying to satisfy his senses, especially in this age. Dampatya rati me vahi. In the Shastra it is said, Dampatya means husband and wife relationship will exist in this age of Kali only on the point of sex life. If there is disturbance in sex life, there is divorce. So kama is in every samarambha, in every attempt, the lusty desire is there. In agreement, businessman doing some business, the agreement, everyone is thinking, each party is thinking, how much favorable it has become in my side. That is, I want to cheat you, you want to cheat me. I am dictating this agreement should be like this. That means most favorable for my sensitivities. And you are dictating it should be like this. We are talking also on that spirit, my sensitivities. Krishna says something that is not wanted. My so-called teacher or acharya, there are different acharyas. No, there cannot be different acharyas. Acharya is one. As Krishna said in this chapter, evam parampara prapram imam rajasai sakalena jorasta parampara. Acharya means one who is speaking exactly the same instruction as Krishna has given. That is acharya. Not acharya, everyone becomes acharya. In my opinion, it is that. Who are you? If you have got any opinion, then you write your own book. Why do you touch Bhagavad Gita? Because Bhagavad Gita is very well-known book all over the world. These rascals take advantage of Bhagavad Gita and interpret it in their own way. That is not acharya. Acharya means, as Krishna said, that millions of years ago, I spoke this Bhagavad Gita, imam virasthati yuvam prattavan aham abhayam vimashyan. I spoke to the Sun God. Millions and millions of years ago. Vivasana manavetrahu, manu ikhata vedvari. Manu, if you simply calculate the age of mano, it becomes millions and trillions of years. So before that, because Devasan spoke to Mano, the Mano's age we cannot calculate. Before that, so this is the parampara system. Krishna said to the sun god, Devasan, Devasan exactly transferred the message to Mano, Mano transferred the message to Maharaj Thakur. Maharaj Thakur is the first king of the Sun dynasty, Surya Vamsa, Kshatriya, the forefather of the dynasty where Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra appeared. So, that is Acharya. So we have to accept, at the present moment, the Acharya, Krishna, is instructing Arjuna. So Arjuna is Acharya. One who is speaking exactly like Arjuna, he is Acharya. Not that one is speaking nonsense according to his own opinion. What is he? What is his value? We are all defective. We cannot give our opinion. That is the disagreement with our preaching and others. We are preaching that nobody can give opinion on the Bhagavad Gita if he does not come in the disciplic succession as it is spoken by Krishna, evam paramparata. Otherwise, it is nostos, sakali in a jhuvarastapan, it is lost. So, the karma, this karma lasti, I am very learned scholar, I can give my opinion on the Bhagavad. I can translate it in a different way. I can screw out some meaning by jugglery of words, grammatical jugglery, duping corona. Shankaracharya has therefore declared, nahi nahi rakshati duping corona. By the Sanskrit, grammatical pratyaya, du pratyaya, king pratyaya, and it changes the meaning. Let me not say, bhajagovindam, 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 muramate. Prapte sanni hipemaname, nahi nahi rakshati, du king pratyaya. These grammatical generally will not say, just bhajagovindam. Govindamādi purusam tamāna bhajāya. That is one. So, kāma-rāga vivarjita. Yasya-sarve samāna. You can act. We must always remember this acting has begun chātur-vaṇṇaṁ mayā siṣṭaṁ guṇa-karma-vibhāva. First of all, the acting should begin according to guna and karma. Not that everything will be done by everyone. No. Suppose if I want to do some engineering work, that is not possible for me. I must take help of an engineer. But if one wants to understand something about Bhagavad Gita, about the spiritual movement, he may consult me. Therefore, the society must be divided into four divisions. Chātupanna-maya system, gunatanma-vibhāva. There must be a class of men, very intelligent, brahminical class. They should also work just like brahmana. The kshatriya, they should work just like kshatriya, because there will be some violence, khat. So, one who defends or protects from injury, that person also should be there in the society, Kshatriya. So on this basis, the society must be divided. But at the present moment, because everything is lost, now simply Shudras are there. Therefore, the common medicine is prescribed Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevala. Kalo Nasi, Vanasi, Vanasi, Vagadu. Because the idea is how to become Kamaraga Vivarjita. Kamaraga Vivarjita. Kama Sankalva Vivarjita. That is real knowledge. Everyone is lusty. He wants to satisfy his senses. So, Atma-bhavam Isharam. The example I have repeated in me. That is, senses should be embraced for the satisfaction of the Supreme. That is Kama-raga-vibhut or Kama-sankalpa-vibhut. The senses should not be used for the satisfaction of senses. The senses should be used for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is Kama-sankalpa-vibhut. Jasva-sadve-sabharam. A man is engaged in devotional service. Maybe he is going to the municipal office, he is going to the income tax office, because when we have to remain within this material world, we have to abide by the laws of the state. We want to construct the temple, we must have to take sanction from the municipality or higher authorities, or if we want cement, we have to go to the authorities. There is so many. But it must be kama-sankalpa-vibhut. Therefore it looks like one, that this Mr. Satansar's devotee is going to the municipal officer, and other person is going also to the municipal office for getting sanction of a skyscraper building. Although they are apparently one, but no, this man who has gone for Krishna's sake, he is kama-sankalpa-vibhut. He has not gone to the municipal office for sanction of the temple for his personal benefit. That is what. So, we can do anything. Of course, according to the prayer, Chatupannamaya system. Do. You act as a Brahmin, you act as a Kshatriya, you act as a Shudra, it doesn't matter. But it must be kama-raga-vibhut-jita, kama-sankalpa-vibhut-jita, not for personal interest. So without personal interest, who can act? Nobody will act. Now this communist country, the communist country, because they have killed personal interest, it is actually not developing. Not developing. I have seen it personally. Because, as it is said in English proverb, proprietorship turns sand into gold. If one has got the sense that I am the proprietor of this business, so he works very hard. And he turns sand into gold. There are many examples. A poor man starts, but because by his endeavor, now here in this country also, now that this endeavor is being decreased, because they are afraid of the income tax. They are thinking, we shall earn so much with hard labor, and the government from the income tax department, they will take 98%. So why should I work? So this is economic impetus. There is one Mr. Marshall, economist, Marshall's economics, he said in our economic class. He said that family affection is the impetus for economic development. He said that. That's fact. Therefore, according to Vedic system, a boy is married with a girl, and the husband and wife, as soon as they become husband and wife, because the boy is searching after woman, and the girl is also searching after man. So they must give you. This is cyclist. There is no question of so-called love. The formal system of marriage, the father and mother selects one boy and one girl, and by force they are married. But the economic position becomes very nice. Family affection. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavata. Pungshan siyami punibhava me tat. Tayo nitha ri dayadanti maho. These are very psychological. A married man becomes responsible because there is affection, family affection. And one who is not married, he is irresponsible. Because there is no family affection. That is the basic defect of the present society. There is no family affection. They are all irresponsible. So, this psychology is there. Lusty desire. That is the basic principle of material life. So, when one becomes free from this lusty desire, kama sankalpa vardhita, that is spiritual life. That is spiritual life. Very simple thing. The material life means the basic principle is lusty desire. Now, everyone is working so hard because the basic principle is lusty desire. I shall enjoy like this. My wife shall enjoy. My children shall enjoy. My grandchildren shall enjoy. My countrymen will enjoy. My society will enjoy. This is the basic principle of whole modern civilization. Expanding. Self-interest means my sense-gadgets. And expand more, my family's sense-gadgets. Expand it more, my society's. My nations, this way. But this is material life. When one becomes this kama sankalpa vivarjita, that is spiritual life. That is spiritual life. Therefore it is described here, jasya sarve samarambha. Any attempt. Now this Krishna consciousness movement, there is that end. We are also after land. We are also after building. We are also after money. We are also after business organization. Either is sky, what is that? Our spiritual sky, or this book department, Bhakti Vedanta Book Trust. Apparently it is business. We also want money. We also land. We want also building, we want also men, then what is the difference between the ordinary person and Krishna consciousness movement? This is the difference. Kama sankalpa vardhita. Everyone has sacrificed his life for Krishna. Personal, there is no personal interest. These boys, these girls are working day and night hard in my direction. But I don't pay them. Neither they expect any payment. Otherwise this movement would not have proceeded so quickly. There is no question of payment. Kama sankalpa vardhita. Everyone is engaged for satisfaction of Krishna. So that is explained here. Jasya sarve. Actually, we are using everything. We have got everything. We have got cars, we have got microphone, we have got typewriter, we have got dictaphone. What do you have got? Just like ordinary man. We have got everything. We have got office, we have got lawyer, we have got engineer,
what is not. Everything is there.
But the point is tama sankalpa burjita.
There is no lust desire. That I shall become happy, my wife shall become happy, or my children shall become happy, my nation shall become happy, my community shall become happy. Extend. This extension has no meaning. This is all kama sankalpa, sahita. Suppose a person is working very hard for his nation and trying to drive away others, non-national. But that is not kama sankalpa bhajita. That is kama sankalpa sahita. So therefore, that is material. Superficial it may be, very philanthropic, sacrificing. Now suppose one man is stealing for his personal benefit. And the same stealing, if he steals for his family, is it not a thief? Either he steals for his family or for himself, stealing is stealing. But nowadays it is going on that if you steal for greater selfish interest, it is not stealing. No. The greatest selfish interest is Krishna. Not a vidu sāsabhata in Vishnu. You make it greater. That's all right. But where is the point where the greatness will be limited or there will end? That is Krishna. Bhavanam janmanamante janavan maam prabhadrate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlava. So if you come to that point to understand that we are self-interested personally or extended personally, family-wise, community-wise, society-wise, nation-wise, they are still polluted with the material desires. But when the same extension comes to the Supreme Krishna, that is kama sankalpa bhajita. Otherwise, it is kama sankalpa sahita. Weak kama sankalpa. Therefore, bhakti means anna-vilasita sunyam. Rupa Goswami says. Anna-vilas sunyam. Because these are all anna-vilas. Except to serve Krishna, any desire is desire. That is material desire. And sometimes they want to negate this desire. Desireless. One of my students just said that somebody said that to become desireless is a high smart person. So he replied that desireless, that is also desire. You are thinking that I shall become desireless. So this is also desire. So how will become desireless? Very nice argument he gave. Our Chaitanya Guru gave it. I was very much pleased. It is not possible to become desireless. This is foolishness. To give up desire. So you cannot give this desire. That is not okay. If you give up desire, then you are a dead man. A stone has no desire. You like to become a stone like? No. Desire cannot be less. That is not possible. Anna vilasita sunnam. Avilasata sunnam. Anna. Anna vilasita sunnam. Except Krishna. Any other desire should be given up. That is anna vilasita. Avilasita sunnam. The asado. Rupa Goswami does not say, that is not possible. I must have desire, because I am living in it. I am not a stone, I am not a wood. So this is a false philosophy to become desireless. That is not possible. To become desireless, other desire, other means except Krishna. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmad anabritam. Uncovered, coverless, without any covering, of jnana and karma. Jnana and karma. Because here it is said, jnanadmi dagdha karmani. One is engaged in the material activities when he is not enlightened by knowledge. Therefore, they are called mudhas. The karmis who are working for sense gratification day and night, they have been called as mudhas. Mudhas means asses. The ass works very hard. The washerman's cloth loaded on the back of the ass to the greatest extent so that he cannot move. But what does he get in exchange? A morsel of grass, that's all. He knows it, that in exchange of none of the cloth belongs to me. Still I am carrying so much burden, and in exchange I will get a few pieces of grass which is available anywhere. But he is thinking that his waterman will supply his grass. This is ass mentality. Therefore they are called mudha. All the karmis in Bombay, there are so many karmis working very, very hard. If you want to say, no, sir, no, I have no time. What are you doing? What? What are you eating? Four chapatis. That's all. Why four chapatis you are working so hard? No, for my next generation, for my son, for my grandson, for my this, for my that. This is called mudha. Therefore, it is said, jnanagni dagdha karma. When one understands by knowledge that I am uselessly working this. I am uselessly working. What is the benefit of this work? But he has no knowledge. He does not know that everything what he is building in this life, after death everything will be taken away. Mrittu sarva harastaham. Krishna will take us. All your skyscrapers, building, bank balance, nice family, car and everything, all lost. With the loss of your body, everything is lost. Then you take another body. Then what is the guarantee that you will come into this family again and enjoy your car and building and society and friendship? Where is the guarantee? There is no guarantee. When you accept another body, Krishna says, tatha dehantara prapti. You have to change this body, but you do not know. There is no guarantee that you will come into the same nation, same family, same society, how may you do that? Just like one big poet in Bengal. He is sung, ei deshete janma amar, ei deshete mori. Pray, this is the dharma. You have taken this birth in this country, that's our life, and you'll die. But where is the guarantee that after death you'll again come in this country? That is not guarantee. They are the prapti. But this is there. So unless one is situated on the platform of knowledge, jnanagni dagdha karmana. Therefore, present policy is that engage them in work only. Never mind. There is no need of spiritual education. There is no need of jnana. Now work, just like us. That's all. This is the modern policy of the whole world. Engage them. In England and other countries, they want to see that everyone is engaged in working. Then their factories and other things will go on. And if one is engaged in philosophy, jnana, then the work will stop. So they do not like this Krishna consciousness movement anywhere. They are not liked. They are under the impression that we make the people escaping. But that is not the fact. we are actually distributing knowledge. Jnanagni Dagdha Karma. When one becomes actually on the platform of knowledge, then he does not walk like an ass. But people want that people should walk like ass. That is difficult. There is a clash between our movement and others. They want to make all people to work hard like an ass. And we say that there is a difference of levels. Nayana deha deha bhajam miloke kastan kaman arhati bir bhujamati. We are preaching this ayadeha niloke in the human society. This is not meant for working so hard, like an ass, like an hog, simply for self-gratification. This is Krishna consciousness. Nayana deha deha bhajam niloke deha bhajam. Deha bhajam means one who has got this material body. So, there are 8,400,000 of forms, material body. It is not spoken for them, but niloke. One who has got this body, material body, as human being, for him, it is not good to work so hard like hogs and pigs and asses, simply for sense-gratification. Kastan kama. Why one? He should be peaceful. He should be sober. He should think what is the value of life. You be satisfied with nature's gift. Nature will give you so many things. Krishna has given you food grains, fruits, milk. You don't require to eat meat and open slaughterhouses. Be satisfied. Wait, as Krishna is satisfied. Patram pusmam phalam toyam jumi vatya prajacchi. Krishna does not say dimmam mangsam. No. Krishna says patram pusmam phalam toyam. And one who is Krishna conscious, he should simply take what is taken by Krishna. That is the meaning of distribution of prasad. Why? Krishna has given you everything. So many varieties of fruits, so many varieties of grains, sufficient milk, you can make milk products, so many. This is basic civilization. That be satisfied. And you can produce food anywhere. Anywhere, any part. You haven't got to go from 100 miles away from Bombay city by the electric train hanging for earning your livelihood. This is our civilization. Making all people like asses. Kastan kaman arahati vir bhujamati. This is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Nayana deha deha bhajam niloke kastan kaman arahati. Why you should come, we require to fulfill our some desires. That desire means we have to eat something, we have to sleep somewhere. We must have a little sense gratification also, and we must require. That is allowed. That is allowed. But why kastan kama? Why you should work so hard to satisfy your senses like the dogs, hogs, and other animals? That is it. Be satisfied, plain living and high thinking, that is required. If you miss this opportunity of human life and spoil it like dogs and hogs, then you lose the opportunity. This is the Bahunam Samamant. Prahlad Maharaj says, Kumaro Asarit Prado Dharman Bhagavatam Durlabhava Manasam Janma. A child should be taught Krishna consciousness. Kumaro asare prajyam dharmanam bhagavatam. Dharmanam kama. Kama means personal, self-satisfaction. Kama. That may be extended. society-wise or family-wise or nation-wise, but that is Kama Sankalpa. But it should be extended to the topmost point, Krishna. Aham Mahadevi Devana. Matta Sarvam Pravartat. Then it will be Kama Sankalpa Bhajjita. And Gyanagni. Gyanagni Daksa Karmanam Tamahu Panditam Buddha. He is Pandit. He is learned. One who is working for Krishna, not for sense gratification, he is learned. Tamahu Panditam Buddha. Who will say Pandit? So, this is Pandit. And Chanaka Pandit also gave this description. Mātvat paradāreṣu, paradarbeṣu, dastabha. Ātvat sadabhūteṣu, japaśyate, sa Pandit. Pandita does not require any so-called education. Real education. Pandita samadarshina. There is another place. Here is also this Pandita. And Chanaka Pandit also to say Pandita. Who is Pandita? According to the material calculation, as Chanaka Pandit says, that man is Pandita. Who? Mātribat Pradarishu. Who? One who sees every woman as mother. Pradarishu. Except his wife. If he sees everyone as mother, and Mātribat Pradarishu, further place lost over. And others money just like kura, garbage, not to touch. Further place lost over. Just like there are so many pebbles on the street. Who is going to catch it or collect it? Similarly, others money should be like that. Ma vidakasati dhanam. Be satisfied what God has given you. This is only. Not that making plans. I am a big lawyer, making plans, how to grab others. That is not Pandita. How to entice other women. It doesn't matter. Even though relationship is very. So this is not, nobody is Pandita. Even from a material point. Matrikat paradarishu paradarishu. Another Pandit. Pandita vidya vinaya sampanni brahmani gavihastini sunetita sapati. Pandita samadarshi. That is Pandita. Another Pandit here. Jnanagni dakta karmana. Tamahu Panditam buddha. These are the Pandit. Not GSC, GSC and doing all nonsense. That is not Pandit. So, this is Vedic civilization. Don't be carried away. Take lessons from Bhagavad Gita and make your life successful. That is the propaganda of this Krishna consciousness movement. Don't become cats and dogs and advertise yourself as Pandita. These are the definition of Pandita. Either taking you from Chanaka Pandit's materialistic point of view, moral lessons, or spiritual lessons from Bhagavad Gita, the definition of Pandita is different from the so-called Pandita. I mean, that is, they are called Maya Apurhita Jnana. Although they have got degrees of the universities, but actually knowledge is taken away by Maya. Namana Duskituna Mura Prabhadante Naradhama Maya Apurhita Jnana Asri Bham. He is one becomes atheist. Then his knowledge has no value. Because real knowledge is, as Krishna says, Bhavanam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mana Prabhupada. This is your knowledge. So some or other, try to understand Krishna, then you actually become Pandit, learned, and your life is successful. Thank you very much.